Chof Zayin Kislev, Gimel Chanukah, 5th of December, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Weinberg, Chanukah theme.
The Gemara in Shabbos. What was on Chanukah? The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Tonu Rabbona, my Chanukah. What happened to Chanukah? Chofei beKislev, nichnasu Yevonim leHeichel, and they were metame all the Shmanim shebeHeichel. And it came the day they wanted to light the menorah, veLeMotzu elo pach echod shemen toir shel shayachosu bechosomer shel Kohen Gadol." And in the embassy, in this Pach Shemen was enough only to light for one day. And they needed 8 days minimum till they could have had the new Shemen Zayizoch. And the next happened that it burned instead of one day, 8 days. Fragt Rebitschik Hamburger a gewaltige Kasche. The Gemara says in Psochim, by the sugya for Abchaninas Gana Koyhanim, says the Gemara, that Mashkin de Beimit Bechaye Dachon. The klal is that Mashkin de Beimit Bechaye, it means like this. Tumas Mashkin is Midarabono. That Mashkin should get Tome from a goy is only the Rabono. Oiber Azoi, says the Gemara, we know the klal is Shel Ein Shvuz Bemigdosh. In Beis HaMikdosh, they didn't make Gzeres. And Bifrat, to be Metaher the Beis HaMikdosh, this is unbelievable work. This could have taken very long, only to carry all the big Kalim to be Toivel. So the Rabbono made the Din, Mashkin, the Beimit, Bechayo Dachon, the Mashkin from Beis HaMikdosh, shouldn't be Mekabel Tumen. Fregt Rabbi Yitzchak Lehamburger, so what's the oldness from Chanukah that what? That the Mashkin shall be Beis HaMikdosh Votome. And we, Memele, the Mashkin in Beis HaMikdosh, the Shemen, the Dam, and the Yain in Beis HaMikdosh is not Mekabel Tume. Once it is not Mekabel Tume, we didn't need all the nest from Chanukah. Bombe Kasha. Another Kasha. Fregnep Pnei Yeshua. Fregt Pnei Yeshua, we know that Gemara says in Yuma that Tuma Amachloikas, if Tuma the Chuyo Betzibu, or Tuma Hutro Betzibu. So, if you will say that Tuma the Chuyo Betzibu means it is only pushed away, so Pemele could have been taken that on Chanukah they didn't want to use. Yet Chuyo means it's not a Lechatchila, it's only a Bedev. So the Meile, they had Shemen, but they could have used Betume. Yeah, because the din is, if we say Tume, the Chuyo Betzibu means that you allow, if you have, if you don't find no Tohir, yes, so you Bedev, you allow to light with Shemen Tome. So if you will say the Tume, the Chuyo Betzibu, so the Meile, he didn't have Shemen. If you would say Tumah Dechuyo Betzibu, so obviously, yet Shemen, Pach Echot Shel Shemen Toil, you're not allowed to use the Shemen Tome because you could have made it better. But if you would say the Tumah Dechuyo Betzibu, and no nafkemin if you're using the Toil or the Tome, so why didn't they take the Shemen Tome and light? And the klal is, Loi Ovid Kutshobrichu Nisse Bichdi. The Kodesh Baruch is not making a nest for nothing. Alibe de Madoma, Toyer Betzibu, Hutro Betzibu, so why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu Bechlal made a nest from Chanukah? Azoi freg de Pnei Yeshua. The Daz Keini mi Bala Ato Yisves, Es another Kasha, in Pashas Balo Yisho. The Daz Keini mas, Yeah, I don't know what was all the geschäft. We know that the shemen was giving in a luk shemen every day to Baal. Now, you know that the nights, not in the summer, are much shorter than in the winter. Mm. Now, how could it be that in the summer and in the winter bear the same amount, the same luk at shemen? So the Chazal says that Elochename, in the winter they made the psilois, the wheat. They made it
thinner.
Memele it took the shemen longer. In the summer they made it thicker. So memele it took more. Frag the das kainim. So why did they need all the nesum chanukah? They should make the wheat so thin that it could have burned for 8 days. That it is? No, only for these 8 days. They will manage. No, come on. We made the yesod that loy ovid kod shabrichu dine nisse bichdi. The Kodesh Baruch is not making a nest for nothing. So we made it means that you didn't have any way out. If you had. Right there, frag the Ger Rebbe de Imre Emes. Frag sehr a starke Kasche. Frag the Imre Emes. Ich verstehe nicht. What did he was so excited about 8 days? In Beis Rishon, the Neure was lighting for 1 year. Me Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. For 410 years, they got every year, year by year. They saw it was burning from Rosh Hashanah. So, Mark Hol Arash, he got so excited, it's burning for 8 days. They were used for much bigger nisim.
Is that just the name Aravi or all of them?
No, all of them are the Medrash. Yeah, they said the Medrash. Sorry? You have said that,
but
no, they knew. I know, so they knew for sure. Yeah. Sorry. I say a good kasha. Gewaltige gute kasha. Priskov is this kasha. It's in a mitzvah from a tova saneros. Very good kasha. But the chazal is the house of chazal. Yeah, who says? Yeah,
so. Burned the whole time, or else you cleaned it out because
it must have
stopped.
No, the more they cleaned it, it's a mitzvah to say we're saying every morning. Yeah. How did they make the tovas aneiros? Yeah, a good kasha. See, a very good kasha. Aber noch out. Aber the Medrash says that it happened. Yeah. No, it's not. Zorich Boruch Shekivata, the Briskov has this kasha. Yeah? And I will tell you more. The Rambam has this kasha better. Yeah? Weiter, fragt der Heilige zum Seufel, Vehidliku Neirois Bechatzrois Kotschecho. Bechatzrois? Ja, bis Meichan. Was ist denn bei Chatzreus Kotschecho? So der Heilige Chasam Sofer wants to say, gewaltiger Teres, and with this, to answer the Bess Yosef's Kasha. He says, he wants to say, in the Emes Nis, that the Rambam says, that Advokas Amenoiro Ksheiro Bezah. How could it be? Azar can't come into the Azor. Says the Rambam, no, so the Rambam, it liko bachutz, vichniso bifnim Ksheiro. Yeah, he could be madlik the menorah b'chutz and put it in and take it in inside, and it is a kosher adlok. The mele says the chasam sofer what it happened to be v'chazus kachecho emes. They took out because the Beis Hamikdash was stome. Yeah, the posuk says ubo bo pritzim v'yichalelu, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. So the mele they took it out outside and they light it outside v'emes nish in Beis Hamikdash. No, we drink on Neirois, Bechatz Reis Kotschecho. Yeah, long, some soifer, the world freak. But the Gemara says, Heichal, 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 how could you say it? Could be, all the kashas could have one teretz. diese Gemara in Zvachim Dav Chof Dalet. The Gemara in Zvachim Dav Chof Dalet asks, Iboyele, Nekro Even Meritz Basazor. The Beis HaMikdosh was tiles by on the floor. Yeah? Marble, big marble tiles.
Marble.
Wie?
Marble.
Ja, 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 Shaish! In here, ja. Was Avne Shaish on the floor. And fragt die Gemara, Nekro Even Meritz Basazor. If one of the tiles was Neka. Is a shine in the Gemara. Ki Kodesh David, Ritz Basa Azore Kodesh. When David made, wo Mekadesh the Azore, he wo Mekadesh the Ritzpe, only the floor, or the Ki Kodesh, and Are the Tehoi. And if, when he wo Mekadesh till the Tehoi. Explains Rashi, the Kohen was standing on the stone, on the one of the tiles, and this tile came down. Now, if you will say that Kodesh David Ritz Basazore, so he is still standing on the Ritz Basazore, because those tiles were Mekodesh. But if you will say no, David were Mekadesh the ground, and only something what is Mechuber Lekarka is a chelik from the Beis HaMikdosh. Once it was Nekar, Memele is a chatzitze. Because the coin is standing on a piece of marble, this marble is not connected to the ground. So Memele is a chatzitze from where he is standing till the Beis HaMikdosh. Azoi learned Rashi, but the Rambam learns that the shine is not where the coin is standing, even on the other side of the Beis HaMikdosh. In the other side of the Beis HaMikdosh happened to be that one of the tiles came out, so the shine is on the old Beis HaMikdosh. Explains Reb Chaim Brisker in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi why. Says Reb Chaim, because the din is, HaKoil Bechsav Miyad Hashem Olai Hiski. Midos Beis HaMikdosh was gift from Kodesh Baruch Hu Binevue. Memele, if the Novi said that you need the tiles should be, then if it is one of the tiles I'm missing, so the old Beis HaMikdosh doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaMikdosh. But if you will say that the Kedusha was the ground, so if I have a hole, still, the Beis HaMikdosh is here. Several components of time, that if you have a hole in Beis HaMikdosh, if you have missing a piece of the Beis HaMikdosh, so the old Shem Beis HaMikdosh going away. Now, with this Reb Chaim, we can answer all the kashas. The Rambam Losh HaGemore is, Ubo Ubo Pritzim, Upozu Protzo is Beis HaMikdosh, they made Yud Gimel process, they made Yud Gimel holes in the Beis HaMikdosh, Vetimu Hashmanim, very good. Because if not, the Shmanim in Beis HaMikdosh would not be Gatomer. Because we say Mashk in the basement Bechayo, Dachot. But once they made holes in the Beis HaMikdosh, went away the Kedushas Beis HaMikdosh, now could have get everything Tomer. So Memele, Alekash is very good. What did we ask? Why did they got so excited from seeing the big nest? Yeah. In the Beis HaMikdosh, they understood that it could have been a big nest. But in the not the Beis HaMikdosh, because once it has holes, it went away the Kedusha Beis HaMikdosh, should be a nest in the non Beis HaMikdosh. This was a gewaltige Chiddush. Ve'idliku neres bechatzros kodshecho. Very good. It is only chatzros, it's not Beis HaMikdosh. Because the Kedusha Beis HaMikdosh went. We're saying in the Payet, we're saying, Yevonim nikbetzo olai, azai b'mei chashmanim, ufotzu choy mois migdolai, vetimu kol hashmanim. But only because it was ufotzu choy mois migdolai, could have been that vetimu kol hashmanim. I want to share with you a gewaltige Svasemes. One line in Svasemes. But before to get to understand good in Svasemes, I must to tell you a story before. I will try to and kadei to explain to understand the story. I need to give you a little akdome. Sorry. Two very, very important ideas, what could have been, I don't think you will know it, but I could have said it. I'm wearing Shabbos a Shtraiml. A Shtraiml. This Shtraiml, you need to know, it's very, very expensive. Costs a lot of money, not mine. But what the young ones are wearing, what? I give all mit get. Now, if someone wears Shabbos a Shtraiml, and it doesn't have his Shtraiml, it's a big, big trouble, yes? If you're wearing a hat, maximum you're taking, not the Shabbos hat, you're coming in with a weekday hat. Could be your friend, your neighbor in Shul, oh, what's happening today? But you know, you need to understand that if you're wearing a Shtraiml and coming in Shul without the Shtraiml, your lips looks like Purim. What happened? What's today? This is a very bad situation. If someone loses Shtraiml Erev Shabbos, he shouldn't be very nervous and understanding also. Another idea, bistom, it happened for a lot of you. Was someone of you bistom in the koisel as a Erev Rosh Chodesh, or I'm going back with 14 years today, it's a little bit better. 14 years ago, you need to add, you know, from Brazil, you should get into the bus. You have thousands of people going out from the koisel. Thousands of people for on one bus. You need to push in like sardine. I'm going back. It was a story was 14 years ago. And not a story what I heard, not what I read. It happened to my first cousin. Well, we were living with all the details what happened. I have a first cousin, his initials is Shin Aleph Pei. And soon you will see why it's so important. Yeah. He went, the summer was for him, the children every day, daddy, where are we going today? Where are we going? You sure? I don't have money. Where do you want to go? Please, all the friends are going to the sea, to the yam. So, 1 year, he saved from Pesach, he put every day a little bit money away, because his shver went in Tzfas for Shabbos, for 1 week in the summer. No, he couldn't afford the 1 week Tzfas in the summer, but he put away money he should for one Shabbos, not Tzfas, he couldn't pay the prices of Tzfas. But near Meron Tzfas is a few Moshavim, or Haganuz, Bar Yochai, with them, and he will take the Adira for Shabbos, and they will manage, they will go. From Pesach, this was the Afikoimon, the birthday present, the Bar Mitzvah present, Bas Mitzvah present, everything was this. Shabbos, they went to Tzfas, they packed in everything. Another more very, very important, this Shtraiml is, all the week it is in a box. Yeah, you need to keep it in a box. If not, it will look like you're keeping it in the box. Now, when you're keeping something in a box, and you taking this box, putting it in the suitcase, you never opening, see, is it inside or not? No, but it should be inside. This younger man went for Shabbos to this Bar Yochai. Motzei Shabbos, they went to visit his shver in Tzfas. Well, their children had a nice time, Givaldik. They, Motzei Shabbos, they need to go back to Yerushalayim. They wanted to go back from Tzfas to this Moshav where they were. No buses now. But Shaloi, they took a taxi. They went into the taxi. They came home. They packed everything. Took the bus to Yerushalayim and came home. You give all the next Friday, you know, lighting at Lokas Leirois. He wants to go to Shul. Opening the box. The Shtraiml. Empty. Vayena denenu. I you don't know what it means. I know. I see on you. She should go with the. No. You don't, no neighbor has two to bow out. Yes, this is something for $2,000-$3,000. It's not. And now come in without. Bekitsa, where is the Shtraiml? Starting to get nervous. Bekitsa, we forgot it in this dear. in Bar Yochai. No, Son Shabbos, but he called, you know, two things. First of all, he was very nervous. How is he coming to shul tonight? And secondly, he was very nervous. It is a lot of money. It's not losing a head. It's a lot of money. So quickly picked up a phone to this bandire over there in Bar Yochai. No, he said, except dustbin, you didn't left nothing. Lichluchi shantem, aber streim no streim. No, so could be it is by the Shvel. In Tzfas, as soon as Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Yes, okay. Quickly he called his Shvel, and Shvel took the phone call from the Baldir in Tzfas. Called the Baldir in Tzfas, as soon as already Shabbos, it is not in Tzfas also not. So, nervous, over Medav Gei Shabbos. This was on Friday. The day before was like this year, that Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul was on Shabbos, and Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul was on Thursday, and this younger man, not knowing that he missed his Shabbos, he went to the Koisel. And he went to the Koisel. On the way out, he was already standing like a soldier. He needs to go get into the bus. Bekitzer, he came into the bus. He was one of the last ones. He felt if he doesn't want to halish, he's going down. But it's the focus is the first one over the Tachana. He will be the first going up. As he's going up, a thousand pushing from down, someone downstairs, English or American, non-speaking Yiddish, non-speaking Hebrew. Hello, autobus le Kiryat Sefer. Like, I'm not here, here you have, you need to go, take, no, Munit. Like, no, go, say, take a look, you could have got a taxi. Vakasha. And now he's nervous to get into the bus, and this old English or American man, because he's speaking English, okay, you know what, rega. You know, as you're going into a taxi in Eretz Yisrael, right away they're giving you a kartis. Yeah, that could be next time you will call them. Okay. So when he was in Tzfas, he got a kartis bikur from this taxi driver who took him Motzei Shabbos from Tzfas. So, oh, yes, I have. He took out this card, Nahag Eli, and gave him, called this taxi driver, could be able to take you from Yerushalayim to Kiryat Sefer.
Sure.
As he's on the bus, for where did I have this card? This is from Safon, 200 kilometers away from here. I gave him a visit card from a taxi driver away from here, 200 kilometers. On Friday, they say, oi, I know where the Shtreimel is. Bistome, when we went in the taxi, I took off the Shtreimel, put it on the back from the car, and forgot to take it out. But no problem. Oi, why no? Even the card, what I have, with the name I gave yesterday for this Narish Shedus, was to it. Shabbos, he went there, I don't know what to say, like Ovlin should. Yeah, that it looked like, I don't know what, it was the Letzonis from the Gansibus Medrash. And what should he do? I can't go on the stone. He went on Motzei Shabbos, he's trying all the taxi companies. Do you have a Nahag Eli? No. Did you have a Nahag? No. And they remember that this Eli told them that he's not working with any company, is Oved Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He should give him Panos directly, not still. Vostut, let's go back to this taxi driver. This taxi driver, Saturday morning, comes in the car, Yoy Reboina Shaloylom. Oh, it is Dati, but he took him yesterday, left over. But he, at least he knows two things. From where he took them, to where he fetched them. He went back to Tzfas, to the address where they took him, and went a building, all the flats are renting out in the summer, no, they gave us which flat it was. Yeah, but at least in Bar Yochai, He knows. He goes there, and I don't know where, who he are. Every day, they were only for Shabbos here. I only know they paid, and they went home, and they see who they look. Chutz mizeh, I don't know nothing. So, nothing. All the week, on Thursday, he's getting a phone call from a Rav. He was by us at home, and I heard it. But you know the Rav, everyone with the beard is a Rav. He needs a special going to Yerushalayim. Oh, Hashem. Well, you need to go to the Koisel. He saw that Be'etzem one way from Haifa, from Tzafon, till the Koisel is not where it's nice, but he needs to go all the way back. Empty. So, but he made a Cheshme as an old mother in Yerushalayim. And also his sister's grandson, Peter Naber, he will go to Yerushalayim, and as he's coming to the Koisel, he's getting a phone call. Hello, Ken, Tom and Naber, English, English. He's broken English, he's broken Ivrit. He needs a taxi to Kiryat Sefer. Where are you? I'm at the Koisel. I'm also by the Koisel. Okay? Where are you? Yeah, with the head, okay? Yeah, finally coming. This Nahag thought, Ribbono Shel Olam, Nafalta al Rosh, I am normally 250 kilometers away from here. How did you get me there? That I don't know. I asked someone how I should get, I'm coming to Kiryat Amonit, and he gave me your card. Minatan Lecha. Someone, Jinji Katanchi, crazy. I don't know, he's on the bus, he went. Ay, 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 because this is his time by being in the car all the week. He knows already where the Jinji is, he has the card. Give me the card. He took the card, he turned around the card, so you see that by Yom Rishon, 10:30, they have an appointment by Dr. Jacobi, Rehov, this and this and this. Oh, Givaldi! So now I know. He called this Dr. Jacobi. It is out of time from
business hours.
Business hours. Very urgent, so please call this number. He didn't thought even twice. Hey, better the roof, no? And he called this secretary and tried to explain that she said, yes, Sunday morning. No, Ali Jose, the kids. Do you have a patient with the name Shin? I don't know a name, I only know the initials. Shin Aleph Pei. Now take a look. I'm Bemis Ajani. But all the book, all that, this I don't know. You know what? The kids are here. You know what? Bring it me at home. I'm living there and there. On Sunday morning, I'm going to this. So my man, bring it and I will look who is one with the initials Shin Aleph Pei. I will give it to you. This younger man going to this doctor with his sarale on Sunday morning. As he comes in, rega, yesh li bishvilcha mashu. Ma yesh la? It's okay. The last place I thought it should be here, and it happened to be. I don't know, ani lo yodat klum. She gave me the phone number, and he phoned up this taxi driver, and he heard all the story. Sure. We grow up, this story happened by us in family, and we were mamash. And I was telling the story over lots and lots of times. We were chazek in Ashgoche Protes. One of my children, they were very little, they asked me a very good question. One, we were telling over the story, like, I don't understand. If Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want he should lose his shtreibel, because you see, by the end of the day, everything happened, he should get it back. So why didn't Kodesh Baruch Hu made? He shouldn't lose it, Bachlam. A fair thing. We have the Kashi more than once a day. And the MS, I will tell you the truth, once she asked me this Kashi, I stopped to tell her the story because it was. This summer I was in America on a Chasene, my brother Ben Chasene. And I came back. The afternoon I had the flight back to London. So I was making a ways minche. I did minche at 1 o'clock. Thank you for me at 1 o'clock. Agav. I came, I was there 1 o'clock, a minute before one. I was the only one with the shamas. I asked him, is he a minion at 1 o'clock? He said, yes. I will look around. No! Don't worry. 10 past we will be finished. And MS. 1 o'clock, no one was there. 10 past, also no one was there, but the other side out. As I'm standing and waiting to the minion, so it was a Svashemes. I took out the Svashemes from the shuffle. And I opened up Chanukah Tov Reshlamet Vov. Look at the inside. Fragnes Svashemes. Why open it up all the nest? You see that they had happened the nest. Couldn't the Rebbeinu Shel Olam make it? Shouldn't be all the Milchome with all nothing? Evidence was Emes, no. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show the Eden how much he loves them. He made the Milchome and made the nest. They should know their have. This young man, this Shin Aleph Bey, Kodesh Baruch Hu loved him very much. He wanted to show him how much he loves him. So he made him all the story. He should know the Havas Hashem. For us also. Every one of us have every day so much little Hashgoche Protis. It is only like shines what Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending out. How much he loves us. And Kodesh Baruch Hu help him that the oil from Chanukah, the Havas Hashem for us, and the Havas Am Yisrael to Hashem should be so big till the greatest of Mashiach shall be made of him.